a couple of weeks ago, I really stressed sonship. Because, you know, if you're a son, what belongs to you from the Father if you're his son? Everything belongs to you. That's just like the story there in Luke 15, where that one son goes out, he gets his money, and he goes out and spends all of his money on riotous living and wild women and all kinds of things. And when he is in terrible shape and there's a famine, he don't have nothing to eat or nothing. He says, you know, even my father, the servants in my father's house eat. So he said, you know, I'm going to go back home and repent and tell my dad I'm sorry and see if he'll take me back. And so he started home. When he gets home, the father is looking for him down the road, and he sees him, and he runs and puts his arms around his neck and kisses him. And he said, this my son, which was lost, this my son, which was dead, my son is now found. He's come home. You know, you hardly ever hear anybody say that he was lost and he was dead. But that's what the scripture says, isn't it? No, while he was down in the pig pen, he's lost. He's lost and he's headed for hell. And so that man decided to get right with God, and his dad, and he came home, and the father brought him back in, put a ring on his finger, put a coat on his back. And of course, the one that had been there all the time, he was mad. He said, Father, I've been at home with you all the time. I have obeyed you. And you didn't even give me a kid to have a party with my friends. And what did the father tell him? The same thing the father would tell you and me. Son, you're an obedient son. Everything I have belongs to you. I mean, you can have a party with your friends anytime you want to. Just go out there and get one of those kids, bring them in and kill it and cook it, and y'all have a ball. But he didn't know that. He didn't know everything that the Father had belonged to him. And that's the way we live. We don't realize that everything God has belongs to us. I mean, is that good news to know that everything belongs to you and me? Yeah, I think about that couple that called me the other day. They called me, and she had gone completely blind, couldn't see. And I prayed for him over the phone, and I told him, I said, now in the morning when you wake up your wife, you'll be able to see. The next morning, they were new in this. They were Baptists, I understand. But the next morning when they got up, she said, honey, I can see. I said, it's not perfect, but I can see. He said, well, praise God. And it kept going there, and she said, it's getting better. I can see. And then, of course, he said, I can't believe this. And after he said it about the fourth time, guess what? Her eyesight went away again. So when they brought her here to me a few hours later, she was totally blind again. He said, why did this happen? I said, because you didn't continue to walk in faith. I said, you have to stay in faith. God demands it. I said, says you can ask for anything and he will do it. God sent him to buy freedom from us who were slaves to the law so that we could adopt us as his very own children. Now then, Galatians 5:14-26. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If somebody asks you, what is the law we have? What is it? Love. I mean, isn't that difficult? Love? We can say the law I'm under is love. If I walk in love, I have fulfilled all of God's requirements. So he says, for the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. But if instead of showing love among yourselves, you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out, beware of destroying one another. Now, what if you're getting angry? What if your husband doesn't do what you like? Yeah, I know none of you husbands in here will ever do that. I know you guys are perfect, you know, that you never make a mistake. Oh, my goodness, Lord, forgive me for lying. Okay, Lord. But if we could, right? If we walked in love and loved our wife and we did everything God says, he says there, for the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. But if instead of showing love among yourselves, you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out, beware of destroying one another. So, you know, your husband comes in and says, honey, let me take you to dinner. Oh, well, you probably won't take me down to McDonald's. Well, hey, if he wants to take you to McDonald's, praise God, go with him. You know, you don't have to cook. You can find something to praise the Lord about, right? I mean, you don't have to go down to a restaurant that produces a $30 meal, do you? No, you do not. You know, be happy in all things. So this is the thing that we need to realize. And if when your husband says something, you just love him. You don't bite at him, devour him with words and all that kind of stuff. And the same way with a husband. The husband's not supposed to be doing that to his wife. You're supposed to be walking in love. You're supposed to be loving that girl like Christ loved the church. Because if you get into devouring, biting one another, beware of destruction. You'll come down with cancer. You'll come down with something you won't like. Now, I know everybody in here would love to have cancer, wouldn't they? I don't think so. I don't want nothing to do with that disease. I love it when people get healed of cancer. And I've seen many, many of them that do that. So I advise you to live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The old sinful nature loves to do evil, which is just opposite from what the Holy Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite from what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, and your choice are never free from this conflict. Your desires in your flesh always wants to do what is wrong to God. Have y'all noticed that? I mean, you can say, I'm going to do this right this time, Lord. And you get out there and you start doing something and it don't work. And you say, Lord, what is wrong here? Well, it's a sinful nature. If you're a born-again Christian, you have the power within you to say no to sin, do you not? I mean, if you believe the word. When the devil comes to you and he puts these terrible, terrible desires in your heart to do something wrong, say that you're a smoker, or say you're a druggie, you know, you're on alcohol and all that stuff, and you say, okay, I have this kind of power, I am not going to take that no more in the name of Jesus. And the devil will put the desire in your heart to take that. He'll do everything he can to get you to take it. But if the Holy Spirit which lives in you is greater than the devil that lives in the world, should this be a major problem? No, not at all. We have the power within us to say no. I'll tell something that is so prevalent today. A young man and a young woman in their 20s or early 30s, they start going together. And as soon as they get a little bit acquainted with each other, what's the first thing? And are Christians, what's the first thing they want to do? Absolutely, go to bed together. That's just the way we're made, isn't it? That's why God always puts sexual immorality right on top of the list. You know, and of course the boy will try to tell you everything in the world. Oh, it's going to be okay. God understands. I know you girls have heard that before. You know, that's just the way men work. But if you find one that's spirit-led, he'll say, no, I ain't going to bed with you. I ain't going there. Mm-mm. Somebody might say, well, what if she walks in the room totally naked? That's okay. I can handle that. I don't have to go to bed with her, even if she ain't got a stitch of clothes on. I don't have to. I have power over that. Don't you? Yes, you do. You have power over it. Now then, is it going to be easy? No, your flesh is over there screaming. Oh, just get in the bed with her. Oh, yeah, your flesh is screaming. But you don't have to yield to the flesh. It says here, the old sinful nature loves to do evil, which is just opposite from what the Holy Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite from what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. And your choices are never free from this conflict. I wish we could get to that place in freedom, don't you? That I'm free and I don't have to worry about the devil. I don't have to worry about these sinful desires. I don't have to worry about none of those things. I can just say, no, I'm not going to do that. So, and it's a done deal. But that don't appear to ever happen. I mean, that desire will always be there. But when you are directed by the Holy Spirit, you're no longer subject to the law. Now, wait a minute. Get a hold of what that just said. When you are led or directed by the Holy Spirit, you're no longer under the law. What if you're not being led by the Spirit? Oh, if you're not being led by the Spirit, then the devil's going to win the battle, isn't he? He's going to come to you and say, oh, why don't you just have another cigarette? You know, why don't you just take one more of those drugs? You know, I mean, look at that beautiful girl. Just crawl in bed with her. You know, there's no problem. God will forgive you. And do we fail? Yeah. People fail all the time. We fail all the time. But when you learn that you don't have to fail, you can overcome with the Holy Spirit. Now, let me ask this question to you. How in the world are you going to be led by the Spirit? What does Dave say every Sunday? Get in the Word. You guys, get in the Word. Is that what he says? Every Sunday, Dave, when he's standing up, he says, get in the Word. So if you're in the Word and you're reading it and studying it, then your spirit man that you're walking in is listening to the Spirit of God saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Or you can do this. You know, He don't just say no to everything. He tells you a lot of things you can do. And He wants you to do wonderful things for Him. But you can do it. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil results. Now, this is the way you can tell a Christian. When somebody comes to me and says, you know, my boyfriend or my girlfriend or whatever, or my friend or my dad or my uncle, aunt, whatever, they are a great Christian. They go to church every Sunday. I said, well, praise God. That's good. They're a good Christian. And Dad walked in about that time. I said, sir, how you doing? I'm doing all right. Are you a Christian? Yeah. You go to church? Blankety blank, no. Oh, does that sound like a good Christian man to use a profane word and say, no? What is wrong with this picture? They may be going to church some. They may be doing some things. But if they were being led by the Holy Spirit, how often would they be in church? Every time the doors open, that's right. They would never say, well, I went to church this morning, and so that's about all I can stand in one Sunday. I hear people say that. I went to church this morning. You know, I mean, that's all I need. I don't need nothing else. You know, I'm okay till next Sunday. If you want to be well, you didn't get enough. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil results. Sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasures, idolatry, participation in demonic activity, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, divisions. Wow. The feeling that everyone is wrong except those in your own little group. Envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other kinds of sin. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's kind of scary. Does that mean you don't get to go to heaven when you die? It's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety entitled Faith is Trust in God's Promises, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.